At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Hannah Thatcher joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hannah, I am so excited to meet you for numerous reasons.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
So Hannah nominated herself for the Good Vibe
this
Tribe.
This is the first reason, because I think it's important.
And this is relatable content to me. Obviously, my wife is a small business owner, an entrepreneur, and you're doing the same. You're starting your own business. What is the name of the business and what are you doing?
So the name of the business is OT with HT, and it is a small therapy business. I am an occupational therapist as well as a yoga instructor with all the licensure and certifications that come with that. I have, I would say, personal vested interest in trying to combine, making yoga and hands-on skills to regulate your emotions more accessible for people.
I was reading sort of what you sent me about what you're doing, and your question says, what if we began sooner? And I feel like that's something that in my work with mental health and stuff, like, it's something that always comes up. What if we had just tried a little bit earlier to learn how to deal with anger, with disappointment, with big feelings in little bodies? If we could find a way to deal with that first, what a kinder, gentler place we'd be, how better our minds would be. I love what you're doing here. How are you making that happen?
So right now I am offering, I'm more of a traveling small business, you could say. So I'm offering, sending out proposals to different works, studios, yoga studios, wellness centers, and really just trying to get the name out there. Right now, my current workshop I'm offering is a nervous system regulation workshop. So kind of using that evidence-based practice I have from occupational therapy, combining it with yoga and more community-based services that you don't have to worry about insurance, you don't have to worry about a doctor, you could just come in, learn the skills. And so really just trying to travel throughout anywhere. I'm actually even going out of Massachusetts to find studios that are willing to host my workshop.
Well, I feel like I've got a few people I can put you in touch with. To be sure, to try and spread that word
awesome.
For you. But if people want, you're looking for places that you can go and hold these workshops for others, yeah?
Yes.
And why is yoga so hard?
Well, I don't think it has to be. I think it can be accessible, but with the mainstream of yoga, we've decided we want it to be this 110-degree intense class, which is fabulous for some folks, but it's not accessible for everyone.
Right.
So I'm really looking to offer it in a more functional way, so that no matter your body habitus or your comfortability with movement, you can do what I'm offering.
If your yoga teacher isn't saying child pose is fine for the entire hour, then you're at the wrong place.
I agree.
That's just when you lay down, Carson.
I know. I'm just so stiff. Yoga is always so difficult for me. It's never something I've really tried. And I know if I did it over a long period of time.
It's less about doing it well. It's more about having that breath work and just being in touch with your body for a moment that you're not on your phone. I mean, at the end of the day, that's really it, right?
Absolutely. That nervous system regulation. We've all got this high level of stress because of whatever is going on in our lives, and taking the intentional, 75 minutes, 50 minutes, whatever the class is, to let your nervous system reset is so important.
Well, and then just stepping out there and putting yourself out there to start a new business.
Amazing.
That's is commendable.
Yep. And wanting to help others.
Thank you.
That's what it is all about.
All right.
So
let's try and drive a lot of people to your website to find out how to get involved with OT with HT. It is otwithht.com. Obviously, HT Hannah Thatcher is her name. So it's otwithht.com, and you can book book the yoga class for your studio. You just reach out online. She's got a blog on there. You can book online, everything. Again, otwithht.com, otwithht.com. And you are now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much, guys. This is awesome.
Off the quiet over there, namaste, Dan, when it comes to yoga. All right. It was good to talk to you, Hannah.
Thank you. Have a great morning, guys.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. And Kennedy, say what's up to Holly from West Bridgewater.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, Kennedy. I'm here with my son, Lincoln, too.
Hey.
What's up, Lincoln?
Hey.
All right. Can you both please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Donk it.
Thank you, too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You are going to win $100. Her record on the big board is awfully good. 6,217 wins, only 453 losses. Are you ready, Holly?
Yes.
All right, question number one. Happy Gilmore 2 premieres on Netflix today. What was the way Netflix used to provide their service to their customers before becoming a streaming platform?
DVDs, like mail-in DVDs.
You remember the before times?
Is that, yeah.
Question number two. The woman in the infamous Coldplay Jumbotron cheating video has officially resigned from her position at Astronomer. What was her position in the company?
Oh, my gosh. She was HR.
I need her official position.
Of HR?
There you go.
Oh.
All right. Question number three. Elizabeth Moss turns 43 yesterday. She is Offred in The Handmaid's Tale, but before that, she played Peggy Olson for 7 seasons on which other hit TV show?
That show with John Hamm. What show was that?
I don't know. I asked you first.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot the name of it.
All right. Question number four. Hayley Williams has a new song out called Mirtazapine, named after an antidepressant. Williams fronts the band Paramore, but also had a huge solo hit with Airplanes. Which rapper features on her song Airplanes?
I don't know that one either.
Can we pretend like Airplanes? No.
That was a good song.
I feel like, is it B.O.B.?
And question number five, Chapel Roan has announced pop-up shows in New York City, L.A., and Kansas City. What is Chapel's real first name?
Do you know, bud?
You're awfully quiet over there, Lincoln. Pull your weight.
I know. Come on, bud.
Oh, my gosh, Dan.
I don't know.
I need an answer.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Let's try that again.
Kennedy!
So here you and Lincoln are on the way to Rockport today. What are you guys doing?
Yeah. My parents got a house for the week. But we're just going out for the weekend to hang out.
Oh, that's awesome. I love Rockport.
I love Rockport.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Okay. Yeah, we do.
Holly and Lincoln from West Bridgewater, they got 3 out of 5 correct.
Ooh, well done, friends.
Okay. Well done.
I'm not going to tell you these are very difficult questions.
Thank you.
Question number one. Happy Gilmore 2 premieres on Netflix today. What was the way Netflix used to be provided to their customers before they became a streaming platform?
DVDs?
When you had to run out to your mailbox to see if you had a surprise or not. 1-1. Question number two. The woman in the infamous Coldplay Jumbotron cheating video has officially resigned from her position at Astronomer. What was her position in the company?
She was the HR director.
Head of HR, that is correct. 2-2. Elizabeth Moss turned 43 yesterday. She is Offred in The Handmaid's Tale. But before that, she played Peggy Olson for 7 seasons of which other hit TV show?
Mad Men.
Mad Men is the word you were looking for. The one with John Hamm was correct. Question number 4. Haley Williams has a new song out called Mirtazapine, named after an antidepressant. Williams fronts the band Paramore, but also had a huge hit with Airplanes as a solo artist. Which rapper features on that song?
Is it B.O.B.?
B.O.B. is correct. 4-3 for Kennedy. Question number 5. Chaperone has announced pop-up shows in New York, L.A., and Kansas City. What is Chaperone's real first name?
Chapel? Gary.
It is Kaylee.
My heart Goldie Hawn. Hurts.
Kaylee is the correct answer.
Learned something new today.
4-3. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Holly. We cannot give you $100 of sales money, but we do appreciate you playing.
We had fun.
Thank you.
Is there anything you and Lincoln would like to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
He's shaking his head no. But we are Holly and Lincoln from West Bridgewater, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy. Carson is out today. He and Barrett are down in Virginia. Barrett is part of a national lacrosse team, and they're playing a big tournament this weekend. So pretty big dig. So he'll be out today, mm-hmm. and he'll be out on Monday. And we wish Barrett all best of luck. But this is where we want to know what you guys are doing this weekend. So my plan tonight is mix night at Shakespeare on the Common. So I will be there to say hi to the crowd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I usually do a knock-knock joke. But I'm going to go a little off script this year because I couldn't think of a really good knock-knock joke for As You Like It.
Okay.
So I have some like one-liners which will either sail or flop. I will record it just for you, Dan.
I appreciate that. So you got to take risks in comedy.
Yeah. So if you want to come out to see it, I can't wait to see the production. It starts around 8 o'clock when it starts to get dark.
It's going to be real hot to be delivering Shakespeare on
stage. Well, 8 o'clock hopefully will start to cool off a little bit, and it's free. You can just bring a blanket, bring something to eat. It really is a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And the rest of the weekend, I've got Carson's dog, Cisco. We're going to find some stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. So I know you always open this Shakespeare on the Commons with the joke.
Yeah.
Can you maybe give us one or two of your past exploits on stage?
But knock, knock jokes? You'd have to be a Shakespeare nerd to get it.
Oh, try me with one.
Yeah.
Try me one.
Yeah, all right. Hit me. Let's go.
Knock, knock.
Uh-huh.
Who's there?
You say who's
there? I said,
I'm
terrible at this.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting. No, I'm going to do it wrong.
Oh my! I was so ready for it.
Get the jitters out now before you're on stage.
I can't. Dan, I can't because I can't remember it now. And now I feel
stupid. Oh, she's sweating.
Dan, get me
out. To knock or not to knock.
Get me out. That is the question. All right, Dan, who have we got on the phone?
I believe this is Chelsea from Deerfield, New Hampshire.
Hey, Chelsea, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
You know, we are just living the dream over here, me and Dan and Kaylee. What do you have planned for the weekend?
So Saturday, I am going to a Sunflower Festival in Lee, New Hampshire.
What happens at a Sunflower Festival?
They all get together and listen to Post Malone
song. I don't
know,
I'm going to find out.
Dan?
It looks like they have like a little craft fair and like a farmer's market and then just a giant field of sunflowers.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
That'll be a little dopamine hit, a giant field of sunflowers.
Yeah, man.
Right? Sunday, I'm actually going up to Kennebunk, Maine to volunteer.
For what?
So, it's kind of nerdy, and it's okay.
Hey, girl.
Nothing nerdy.
You are meeting your best nerd right here. Yeah,
embrace your nerd. We don't mind.
So, it's at the Seashore Trolley Museum in Kennebunk, Maine. So, I actually go and run the trolleys.
Okay, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard. You get to ride people around in a trolley? Ding, ding?
Yeah, like I drive them around, yeah.
Clang, clang, clang with the trolley.
It's not the buses. They're on rails.
So
it's like
I can't.
Cars.
Well, that sounds amazing. You know what? Maybe I'll get in the car and come see
you. Did you need to pass a test, or can anyone just go there and start driving the trolleys?
No, like, I did have to pass the test. Like, I have to qualify for it every year.
I'm trolley certified. It's in the forklift certified.
It's no big deal. Well, Chelsea, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. It sounds so fun.
You guys too. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
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 All right. Carolyn from Milford, what do you have going on this weekend?
I did have to pass the test. Like, I have to qualify for it.
Carolyn?
I'm probably certified.
Carolyn, turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down.
And she hung up.
Oh. All right. Dan, Kaylee, what are you guys doing this weekend?
All right, this weekend's Lake Weekend up at Winnipesaukee.
That's right.
Yep, so my parents are actually coming up to go on the boat tomorrow, and I think my brother might be coming too. And we're just going to do dinner tonight. We're going to do the beach tomorrow, the boat tomorrow.
Is that the first time your families have met?
No.
You're old friends now.
They've done a boat trip together last
year.
Okay, yeah. We just do like one weekend every summer.
That's enough.
Both of our dads are going to go golfing and probably talk about TV shows from the 1960s.
Yeah, neither of them can walk. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, they got a cart.
Oh, well, that's the way to do it. Dan, will you be DJ on the boat?
Oh, of course. I can't drive the boat, so I just play the music.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
I'm director of vibes on the water.
Who wants anything more responsible than that? I'm just saying.
Literally.
On the SS Good Times?
Okay, but sunscreen.
No, look at me. I'm a bronze god. I don't need sunscreen.
I know. He doesn't understand. I have the Irish skin. It's just paste.
Kaylee, so I've been telling him this since the day I met him.
I know.
It will never. He will always go, ride or die, I burn, then I tan. And he's not wrong, and it pisses me off.
He tells me, he always goes, I'm a bronze god, baby. I'm like, can you get out of my face with that? Because I am paste. I'm transparent.
Hey, we will have lovely skin. You will have skin like mine when you're my age.
This is true.
All right, 617-65.
You look like a leather bag. We smoke Marlboro Reds.
That's
and burn
it.
Too much.
That's you.
Exactly. It is me.
We will look like
exactly,
angels.
Honey.
617-655-1234. Tell us what you're doing this weekend. That'll all be next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
It is Carson and Kennedy. Carson out today. So you've got me, you've got Dan, and we have Kaylee in the building, as the young people
That's
say.
That's right, putting her to work.
Yeah, 617-655-1234. We're just wondering what you have going on for the weekend. Dan, who are we talking to now? Carolyn?
I think so.
Carolyn from Milford, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, girl, what are you doing this weekend?
I am going to the Oddities and Curiosities Fair down in Providence.
Okay, tell me more, because you're just speaking my language so hard.
Yeah, what?
This is an event. It's all the unusual things that you might find in an out-of-the-wall, like, antique shop or, a really weird Ren Fair. Like, there'll be taxidermy pieces. There'll be Victorian mourning art. There'll be... there'll be stuff from some of the darker local artists.
Have you ever been to the Plymouth Punk Rock Flea Market? I think it's called.
I have not been to that one.
Along the same lines.
Yes, probably.
So cool.
But I am a Halloween person anyway, and I also help run. I also help run the Haunt in Hopkinton every year, so I'm on my way to find props.
Go get it.
Well, so you're just having a spooky summer.
That's amazing.
Well, call us on Monday and tell us what you got.
I will. No worries.
All right, boo. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
B-side. You're log splitting?
I'm log splitting again.
Honey, okay, it's going to be 8,000 degrees.
I'm sweating thinking about it.
I know. Yes. Log splitting. I am whitewashing a terracotta fountain. And polyurethaning some really large chickens.
We lead very different lives.
Wait a minute,
babe. I'm gonna need a picture of that last one.
Will do.
All right.
Well,
let us know how the chicken thing goes on Monday.
All right. Will do.
B-side, are your forearms just swole from all that log splitting?
Well, you know, I do like 35 push-ups every morning as well. So I'm trying to earn a vacation. So, yes.
Oh, you could definitely beat me in arm wrestling.
Oh, my God. Please do.
All right, sweetie. Have a good one.
Bye.
And Melissa from Woburn, you got a block party?
Hello, Kennedy.
Hey,
yes.
Girl. Well, tell me all about
How
it.
How are you?
I'm great.
So, we have a fabulous block party, and it's too bad that Dan and Kaylee are fleeing Woburn this weekend.
I know. Kaylee's about to be a new Woburn resident as of August 1st.
Woo-hoo! I know. I heard you're from Woburn, and I was like, a block party to Woburn? And then I was like, oh, it's Lake Weekend. I might cancel on my parents.
Next year.
Okay, fine. What happens
at the block party?
we have two chefs in the neighborhood. So we don't have normal block party fare. Mm. Like, we have had a roasted pig to make pork sliders, roasted pork sliders on homemade tacos.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
we have had these roasted chickens to make pulled chicken sandwiches. We have had a competition barbecue smoker with chicken wings on it. We have big bouncy water slides for the kids to play on and a dunk tank. And we've had a golf simulator 1 year.
Okay, oh, yes. next year we're all coming.
Yeah, no, we're all like, we're ready to go.
Give us a week notice okay. next year and we're coming.
Oh, and then tonight I'm filling like 6,000 water balloons. So,
well, may the odds be ever in your favor, sweetie. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This is how we like to do it.
What?
Okay.
KP.
That's the show.
KP.
KP Kennedy.
KP.
Yo, check this out. She's the queen of trivia. Go through you like Activia. Once K is in, that's when game begins. And she'll kick your butt. She's not your enemy. But you can't beat Kennedy.
Whoa. KP.
KP Kennedy.
KP.
That hits.
Every time.
Nailed it.
All right, Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Make this a Subaru summer. And a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say what's up to Mike.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike, how are things down on the Cape right now?
Things are okay now until later on today when all you folks come down here.
When we ruin it for you?
Dude, I had to drive. Yeah. I had to drive to Bourne yesterday. It took me from Quincy. I left my house at 1:30. I got there at 4:05.
Unreal.
Yeah.
On a Thursday.
10 out of 10, don't
Real
recommend.
Bourne or fake Bourne?
Huh?
Was it over the bridge or that side of the bridge?
No, I was over the bridge. I was at the lobster trap eating my face off.
Oh, lobster trap's a good place, yeah.
It is.
All right, Mike, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio before we talk about our favorite spots on the Cape?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
All right, five pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you a fat, crispy Benjamin Franklin hundo. Her record on big board is 6,218 wins, only 453 losses. She's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I think so. That could change today. Let's see what Mike does.
Mike, you ready?
Yes.
All right, question number one. Chris Harrison turns 54 this weekend. Chris is the former host of this reality TV franchise where roses are handed out to contestants who make it to the next round. What's that
the
show?
The Bachelor?
Question number two. Wrestling legend Hulk Hogan died yesterday of an apparent cardiac arrest. He was 71 years old. Hogan helped make wrestling the multi-billion dollar business it is today and is the first star to kind of become a mainstream superstar from wrestling. What is Hulk's fan base called?
The Hulkamaniacs.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, brother.
When they run wild on you.
And question number three. Hayley Williams has a new song out called Mirtazapine, named after an antidepressant. Williams has hits as a solo artist, but she's best known for being the front woman for this band with songs like Ain't It Fun and Misery Business. Can you name that band?
Paramore?
I knew you were plugged in, Mike. And question number four. The White House has hit back at South Park for skewering President Trump. In a statement, the White House said the show hasn't been relevant in 20 years and has, quote, no authentic or original content. The creators of South Park also created a Tony Award-winning Broadway musical. What is it called?
Book of Mormon.
And question number five. People Magazine just announced that country star Zac Brown and Kendra Scott are now engaged. What is Kendra Scott's line of business? What is she known for?
Kendra Scott is a designer, clothes or jewelry, something like that.
I'm going to need you to lock something in. You can't cast a wide net.
Jewelry designer. I'll go jewelry.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio,
Mike,
please.
Mike.
Kennedy!
Hey, Kennedy!
All right. Let Mike cook, Kennedy.
Oh, my goodness.
He's not just a funny guy.
Oh, yeah?
He got 5 out of 5 correct.
Woo! Okay, Mike.
That's all of them if you're counting.
He's bringing it. All right.
So, Kennedy, I'm not going to tell you what you got right or wrong, because I hear from somebody who normally sits here that it adds to the suspense.
All right, I'm here for it.
Dun, dun. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Did I say Mike got all five right?
Yeah, no, he got all five right?
He tasks me.
Question number one. Chris Harrison turns 54 this weekend. Chris is the former host of this reality TV franchise where roses are handed out to contestants. What's it called?
The Bachelor. Bachelorette.
Wrestling legend Hulk Hogan died yesterday of an apparent cardiac arrest. He was 71. What is Hulk's fan base called?
Hulkamaniacs.
And question number three. Hayley Williams has a new song out called Mirtazapan, named after an antidepressant. Williams has hits as a solo artist, but she's best known for being the front woman for this band with songs like Ain't It Fun and Misery Business.
Paramore.
I'm in the business of misery. Let's take it from the top. That song just goes. Question number four. The White House hit back at South Park for skewering President Trump. In a statement, the White House said the show hasn't been relevant in 20 years and has, quote, no authentic or original content.
Oh, my God.
The creators of South Park also created a Tony Award-winning Broadway musical in their spare time. What is that called?
Book of Mormon.
And question number five. People magazine just announced that country star Zac Brown and Kendra Scott are now engaged. What is Kendra Scott's line of business? What is she known for?
Jewelry.
All right, let's go through them real quick. You said The Bachelor. That is correct. Hulkamaniacs. Yeah, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Did I nail it?
You nailed,
nailed it.
Thanks, honey.
It's like he's in the room from above.
I felt it.
Question number three. Paramore is correct. Question four, The Book of Mormon. Yes, fantastic. And question number five is jewelry. 5-5. Kennedy squeaks it out.
Wow, Mike.
Goodness.
Good on you for knowing what Kendra Scott does, because that means you're probably a good hubby who buys his wife fun, nice things.
Hey, can I go? So now do we flip the hundo and we both go to the lobster trap, or how's it
work? There we go. Yes, brother. Yes. Yeah, brother.
So, Mike, as much as I would love to give you Sal's money, I cannot do that. But we do have a pretty fantastic thing to give away. Kenny, I don't have it in front of me. Can you read
it? Oh, no, we tied. He gets $100.
Oh, he got a five, right? What am I talking about? You do get $100.
You get $100, and you're getting a $100 Shaw's gift card. New lower prices are here. Shaw's has lowered the everyday base price on hundreds of items across the store in all Shaw's and Star Market stores. So that's $200 for you, my guy.
Woo!
We'll get a
awesome.
Lot of lobster
Thank
rolls.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. But is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here? Rules are rules.
I'm Mike from the Cape, and I can't beat Kennedy. I can only tie her.
Woo-hoo!
That's right. We'll see you at the trap.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 1041. Carson is out today. So it's me, Kennedy, it's Dan, it's Kaylee, it's Intern Mac, we're all here together.
It's Bring Your Girlfriend to Work Day.
Yay!
Dan, I hand it over to you, and I'm going to run into the other room really quick just to check something.
All right.
And
so
she's off.
It is Kennedy's Impossible Parody. We do it every Friday at this time. And we got an email from Catherine from Waltham this week. And the email says, hey guys, I've got an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, and I hope she knows I'm not making fun of her. But when she did the show alone on Monday, it was straight chaos. Her words, not mine.
Facts. Absolutely.
Her words, not mine. I would never. It says, I get up early, so I heard her first break, and it was clear she was riding the struggle bus. So
I was
Kennedy,
driving the struggle bus.
We are sorry, but it's the parody we all need today. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, let's get to Kennedy's Impossible
Parody.
So here.
And now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
You have I'm chosen on the struggle bus right now.
And we gave
just
Kennedy
breathe, baby. You got
minutes
it.
To write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is. Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
Here we go. All right, friends. To the tune of Dancing With Myself, here is I Did the Show All By Myself. Hello, good morning, all of my friends. It's your pal Kennedy, and you are witnessing history this morning. Carson and Dan both are unable to come in today, so you have just got me. It was a normal Monday morning. The text came in without warning. Carson's uvula swollen, let's put it in motion. I'll do the show all by myself. I'd never worked alone before. I took a deep breath and I swore. That first break was a mess, but I call it success. I did the show all by myself. Did the show all by myself. Did the show all by myself. I hit all the wrong buttons. It felt like a concussion. Did the show all by myself. To the universe I said a prayer, but all I got was some dead air. Sweet Latoya tried, I'm so embarrassed I cried. I did the show all by myself. It all went by in a blink. Can someone please get me a drink? But I did it, Joe. I want the world to know I did the show all by myself. Oh, 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 show all by myself. Did the show all by myself. But I did it, Joe. I want the world to know I did the show all by myself. Oh, 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 oh.
She works very hard. I can tell you that much.
Thanks, Billy.
Let's go, Kennedy.
My gosh, what a bop. Get her a record deal.
Billy Idol will be proud.
Well, he said I'm a hard worker there at the end there, so thanks, Billy.
Sorry, Kennedy. I was trying. I didn't know where the O's went.
That's okay.
I was doing my best.
He's going to pull you up on stage at the beach house.
Oh, fingers crossed. From your mouth to Billy's ears.
From the 781, Kennedy.
Yes.
You the queen.
Oh, thanks.
That's a, you duck queen, DA.
I appreciate
make sure.
It. Well, thanks, you guys. I'm going to go in the other room and throw up. We'll be right back.
Well, that was easier than you doing the show by yourself.
Was it?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah.
Dirty is a service. Find massmoney.gov. Well, yesterday, they say it happens in threes, and Hulk Hogan passed away. Medics were dispatched to his Clearwater, Florida home early yesterday morning regarding a cardiac arrest. This coming a month after it was reported that he had undergone serious heart surgery that he was still recovering from. Though working on him for 90 minutes, he was pronounced dead at the scene at the age of 71. His wrestling exploits, the stuff of legends. He started his career in 1977 at the age of 24. And over the course of his career, he won a total of 12 world championships, 6 WWF, WWE championships, and 6 WCW.
WCW, yes.
In any event.
He picked Andre the Giant up over his head at a sold-out Madison Square Garden and changed the world.
And that's the clip I've got for you,
Dan.
Oh,
is it really?
Look at this! It's happening! I don't believe it!
Brian, when he hit, I heard him go, leg drop! I went and hit the leg drop, thinking he's going to kick out. You know, and he didn't kick out.
So that, Rocky III put him on the map. Hollywood came a-calling. He had his own reality series, Hogan Knows Best. Had a lot of controversy, leaked sex tapes, racist remarks.
Yeah.
Fired from the WWE, removed from the Hall of Fame. He then, 3 years later, with the support of many black professional wrestlers, was reinstated. Quite a life.
Yeah, I don't co-sign a lot of his exploits in his later years. That's stuff I can't stand by. Mm. But it's undeniable the impact that he made to men and women of a certain generation, which is part of my generation as well, that he was the figurehead for a lot of kids' childhoods.
He told us to take our vitamins. Yeah.
And just one more time before he goes.
Go ahead, Betty.
What are you going to do, brother, when Hulkamania and these 24-inch pythons run wild on you?
Yes.
So, R.I.P.
The Coldplay cheating scandal has snagged another victim. Kristen Cabot has resigned from her position as HR head at Astronomer. She follows Andy Byron, who recently quit as CEO.
Well, imagine her trying to get people. Imagine her trying to get people to sign no workplace fraternization contracts.
Yes.
So you kind of got to go as head of HR.
Correct. Kaylee brought this to my attention this morning, so thank you, friend. Gracie Abrams, of course, finished up her two-night stand at the TD Garden last night, and guess who showed up? One Noah Kahan in a Bruin sweater. The people were not okay on the social media. Like, the people who had gone the night before, not okay.
Oh, you never want the special guest to come the night after.
They were not okay. But pretty cool moment. So thank you for bringing that to my attention, Kaylee.
Anytime.
And then would you guys like to hear some new music?
Sure.
It is Friday.
Yes, please.
All right, I really need your opinion on this one, Daniel. This is Morgan Wallen's collaboration with Lil Wayne and Rick Ross. It's called Miami.
Miami, it ain't nothing like where I'm from. I can't keep my gun in my truck.
I still keep my gun.
They don't know my name at these bars.
They don't know my name.
You can't even see any stars in my head.
So just to be clear, the reason he has a problem with Miami is because he can't have his gun in his car. I'm out. How about you, Dan?
It's just, I don't need Lil Wayne singing with auto-tune in the background of any song. It just makes Morgan Wallen and Lil Wayne are both worse for that. They're better. Like, they didn't mesh well. They both make good music alone.
All right.
That wasn't it.
All right, palate cleanser, new Mariah Carey, Sugar Sweet.
Woo!
Yes!
You wanted to hear Morgan Wallen Lil Wayne?
No!
Is that what you said?
It ain't nothing like where
what?
I'm from.
Where do you gotta hate?
I can't keep my gun in my truck.
I still keep my gun.
Don't keep your gun in your truck, Kennedy? Where do you keep your gun?
Nobody. You can't. Nowhere.
You'd never last in Miami.
Got me in my head for a couple days now. But it don't
look at his face. All right, grab it up. That's what I got, guys. That's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say what's up to Christina from Winthrop.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
Christina wants us to get this game done so she can go down to the Cape because that's where she's heading today.
Well, honey, it's going to take you a minute, so just kick back and enjoy.
Oh, yeah. I'm two miles till the bridge, and it's red lights all the way.
We're on till 10, so.
I got to the bridge yesterday. It said 3 miles, 28 minutes.
No.
What is that? Geez. What are we doing?
Oh, that's
sorry.
Insane.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go now. Good luck.
Christina, can you get Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck. Can you tell we're starting to lose it a little bit over here?
Five pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Kennedy, we are going to give you 100 money dollars, the best kind of dollars. Her record on the big board, 6,219 wins, only 453 losses. She's pretty good. Christina, are you ready?
I am, and I have some help. My kids are in the car.
Oh, who's in the car with you?
Juliana and Mario.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
All right. Gang's all here. Question number one.
All right.
Joaquin Phoenix is on The Late Show tonight. He starred in the Joker duology. Who is his co-star and love interest in Joker 2?
Ooh. The actress's name or the character name?
Actress.
Ooh, Elizabeth Banks?
Question number two. Today in 1980, one of the best comedies of all time, Caddyshack, was released starring Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, Rodney Dangerfield. It's fantastic. In the movie, what was Bill Murray's character trying to kill?
Ooh, a gopher.
Question number three. Luke Bryan has revealed that he had to cancel a string of shows this summer because he had COVID. What does Luke Bryan tell country girls to do in one of his biggest songs?
Oh, shake it for me.
There you go.
Yeah.
Question number four. A new Air Bud movie is in the works and expected to hit theaters next summer. The Return. It's called Air Bud Returns. What kind of dog is Air Bud?
A golden retriever, says my son.
Oh, yeah. Nice I heard
job,
that, Mario.
He's a clutch golden retriever. He hit more buzzer beaters than most players. And question number five. Clips of pregnant Vanessa Kirby being handsy with Pedro Pascal on their Fantastic Four press tour are going viral. Pedro Pascal gained fame for playing Oberyn Martell in the fourth season of which TV show?
Mandalorian.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Kennedy! Hey, guys, how do you think your mom did?
Bad.
Oh,
ye of little faith.
Did they say bad?
They did say bad.
They sure did.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
You've taken him down the cape and, Hi, how'd we do?
Christina from Winthrop. I wouldn't say bad. She got 3 out of 5.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's not bad.
Very respectful.
That's good.
Are you ready, Kennedy?
Let's do it.
Question number one. Joaquin Phoenix is on The Late Show tonight. He starred in the new Joker movies. Who is his co-star and love interest in Joker 2?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is correct. 1-0. Today in 1980, one of the best comedies of all time was released, Kennedy, Caddyshack. Starring Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, Rodney Dangerfield. In that movie, what was Bill Murray's character trying to kill?
Gophers.
That is correct.
I kill all the golfers. They'll lock me up and throw away the key.
2-1.
He's in the room.
Question number three. Luke Bryan has revealed that he had to cancel a string of shows this summer because he had COVID. What does Luke Bryan tell country girls to do in one of his biggest songs?
Shake it for me?
I'm Ron Burgundy. That is correct.
No way.
Country girls, shake it for me.
Holy cats. I can't believe I got that right.
You yeet and hot all over that, Kevin.
All right.
3-2. Question number four. A new Air Bud movie is in the works and expected to hit theaters next summer. It's called Air Bud Returns. What kind of dog is Air Bud?
Golden Retriever?
That is correct. 4-3.
Oh,
I thought I had her.
When I wrote that question earlier, an intern Max saw it. He goes, how are they going to do that movie? The dog is dead. And I was like, I think they're going to recast him.
And I said, I hate when they recast
actors.
I was going to
say, you can't bring back the dead dog with another. You can't replace him. He's irreplaceable in my eyes.
Oh, he's such a talent. You can't
exactly
replace him.
Who else is going to
have a hologram Air Bud?
I would do hologram Air Bud. I would do AI Air Bud.
CGI Air Bud.
Get Mac on the project,
please.
You can't replace 90s Air Bud.
It's fine. I understand. Because you know what I love talking about? Dead dogs.
Okay.
4-3. We're moving on. We're segueing.
I'm joking. I'm fine. Let's go.
Everything's fine.
Everything is great.
Just like Air Bud.
Yep.
Question number five. Clips of pregnant Vanessa Kirby being handsy with Pedro Pascal on their Fantastic Four press tour are going viral. Pedro Pascal gained fame for playing Oberyn Martell in the fourth season of which TV show?
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, the mountain crushed his eyeballs.
That's right.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
yeah, your kids probably haven't seen that one yet, Christina.
Yeah, I was going to say, trigger warning. Yeah.
That's all right.
All right, 5-3. Kennedy gets the W.
Oh, that was very fun.
Christina and the kids, unfortunately, we cannot give you $100 of Sal's money, even though you were delightful.
But we can give you our great thanks.
Is there anything you three would like to say as you sit in traffic trying to get on the bridge?
Yep, we're from Winthrop. Christina, Juliana, and Mario from Winthrop, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Good luck getting to the Cape in 5 hours.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 1041. Carson out today. We've got producer Dan running the show over there.
Mm-hmm, barely.
I've got producer Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee, over
Hello.
Here. And I got intern Mac over there. I'm surrounded by goodness.
Thanks for coming in today, hanging out with us.
I'm having so much fun. I'll come in any day.
Will you come back on Monday?
Yeah. Oh, I'm coming back.
Carson's not here on Monday.
Yeah, we can't pay you, for the record.
Oh, I think I'm actually busy on Monday. I'm so sorry.
I'll pay for your dunks.
Okay, deal.
Done. Look at that.
You're a cheap date.
Whee!
Mac, we also can't pay you.
Well, that's not shocking.
Oh, that's not true. I do
actually get paid. This is true.
Wait, are we paying Mac?
Well, I'm not.
Not as much as you should be.
For what?
Oh, get out of here.
Dan,
let's get to it.
Mac, hit him.
We can't pay somebody $1,000.
Yeah.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win.
You're going down.
You think you can,
time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say what's up to Katie from North Reading.
Hello, Katie.
Hi, Kennedy.
Katie, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio so we can see if you can win $1,000?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
You said that confidently. How are you with pop culture trivia?
I'm pretty good. I have to say I almost drove my car into a tree with the lady last week who thought that Lindsay Buckingham and Stevie Nicks were in the Goo Goo Dolls. So,
that's my favorite. Sometimes we get some funny ones.
I almost died, Dan. I was just like, no. She was like, I know this. And I was like, girl, if you didn't say it already, you do not know this.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, don't speak too soon. You might get one,
I know,
too.
Right?
Talking a lot of games.
All right. Question number one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Wednesday is getting a third season and maybe a spinoff, even though it took them 7 years to make a second season.
Wow.
Not to mention her own American Girl doll. Who stars as Wednesday Adams?
Wednesday Adams is Jenna Ortega.
Ice Cube and Eva Longoria star in a new version of War of the Worlds for Prime Video. Can you name the classic 1995 comedy movie starring Ice Cube and Chris Tucker?
Is that Friday?
Question number three.
I think it's Friday.
Actors who regretted roles include Viola Davis in The Help, Ben Affleck in Daredevil, and Michelle Pfeiffer in this sequel that originally starred John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Name the movie.
That would be Grease too, Dan.
All right. Fair. Question number four. Harry Styles could be releasing a line of adult toys. True or false, Harry has dated both Taylor Swift and Kendall Jenner.
False.
And question number five. Rapper Fat Joe says he drinks 30 to 40 Diet Pepsis every single day.
Whoa.
That can't be right.
That's insane.
He has to be exaggerating.
No.
What is the Diet Pepsi in our ratio for there? So I'm going to do that math. Which of these is not a Fat Joe song, Katie? Is it Overweight Lover, What's Love, or Lean Back?
Overweight Lover is not Fat Joe.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Katie, what are you up to this weekend?
Just hanging out with the kiddos. I'm here with Betsy and Teddy in the car, and they are just so thrilled that we made it on the air. I have my husband recording at their site.
Oh, they're so well behaved. I didn't even know they were in the car. Hi, guys.
Betsy and Teddy, I love those names.
Hi.
Oh, they sound so sweet.
They help me. They're, sometimes when we get the Disney stuff or like the, you know, kids movie stuff, they're like, we know this one.
I do write a lot of questions about Disney and kids movies because I am a big child.
We love it. No, we love it. It gives us parents, young kids, a little edge.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Okay, hi.
Katie and the gang from North Reading.
Yeah.
Who are trying to win $1,000.
Yeah.
Got 4 out of 5.
Well done.
Pretty good. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. Wednesday is getting a third season and maybe a spinoff, not to mention her own American Girl doll. Who stars as Wednesday Adams?
Jenna Ortega.
1-1. Question two. Ice Cube and Eva Longoria star in a new version of War of the Worlds for Prime Video. Can you name the classic 1995 comedy starring Ice Cube and Chris Tucker?
Friday.
It's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got food to do. Get high today. 2-2. Question number three. Actors who regretted roles include Viola Davis from The Help, Ben Affleck in Daredevil, and Michelle Pfeiffer in this sequel that originally starred John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Can you name that movie?
Grease. Grease 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Grease 2. Electric Boogaloo.
I want a cool rider.
I love Grease too.
I do too.
One.
I don't care what people say.
Nope.
It's 3-3. Question number four. Harry Styles could be releasing a line of adult toys. True or false, Harry Styles has dated both Taylor Swift and Kendall Jenner.
False. Oh, crap.
3-3 going into the final question, which Katie got correct.
All right.
Rapper Fat Joe says he drinks 30 to 40 Diet Pepsis every single day.
It's barbaric.
That's a lot of aspartame. Which of these is not a Fat Joe song, Kennedy?
Is it
Overweight Lover, What's Love, or Lean Back?
The first one?
Which one was that?
Overweight Lover.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You're kidding. You are absolutely kidding me.
I was holding my breath.
I literally thought she was walking out of
you
here with
snatched $1,000 from ladies' hands on a guess.
You gotta be quicker than that.
I am sorry.
On a guess.
Okay.
Katie, you played amazingly. Unfortunately, we cannot give you the $1,000.
That's okay.
That was a nail biter. I thought you had it.
It really was.
Is there anything you'd like to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
I'm Katie from North Reading, and I can't beat Kennedy, but I can't tire him.
Yeah,
you can.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.